Ezekiel chapter 40, in the 25th year of our captivity, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was captured, on that same day the hand of Yahweh was upon me, and he took me there. In visions from God he brought me to the land of Israel. He brought me to rest on a very high mountain. To the south were what appeared to be buildings of a city. Then he brought me there. Behold, a man. His appearance was like the appearance of bronze. A linen cord and a measuring stick were in his hand, and he stood in the city gate. The man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and listen with your ears, and fix your mind on all that I am revealing to you, for you were brought here so I could reveal them to you. Report everything that you will see to the house of Israel. There was a wall surrounding the temple area. The length of the measuring stick in the man's hand was 6 long cubits. Each long cubit was a cubit and a hand breadth in length. So he measured the wall, and it was 1 measuring stick thick and 1 measuring stick high. Then he went to the temple gate that faced east. He went up its steps and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 stick in depth. The guard chambers were each 1 stick in length and 1 stick in width. There were 5 cubits between any 2 of the chambers, and the threshold of the temple gate by the temple portico was 1 stick deep. He measured the portico of the gate. It was 1 stick in length. He measured the portico of the gate. It was 1 stick deep. The doorposts were 2 cubits in width. This was the portico of the gate facing the temple. There were 3 guard chambers on either side of the east gate, and each of them had the same measurement, and the walls that separated them had the same measurement. Then the man measured the width of the gateway entrance, 10 cubits, and he measured the length of the gateway entrance, 13 cubits. He measured the wall that was bordering the front of the chambers, 1 cubit high. The chambers measured 6 cubits on each side. Then he measured the gateway from the roof of 1 chamber to that of the next chamber, 25 cubits, from the entrance of the first chamber to that of the second. Then he measured the wall that went between the guard chambers, 60 cubits in length. He measured as far as the gate's portico. The entrance from the front of the gate to the other end of the gate's portico was 50 cubits. There were closed windows toward the chambers and toward their pillars within the gates all around, and it was the same for the porches. There were windows all around the inside, and each jamb was decorated with palm trees. Then the man brought me to the outer courtyard of the temple. Behold, there were rooms, and there was pavement in the courtyard, with 30 rooms next to the pavement. The pavement went up to the side of the gates, and its width was the same as the gate's length. This was the lower pavement. Then the man measured the distance from the front of the lower gate to the front of the inner gate. It was 100 cubits on the east side, and the same on the north side. Then he measured the length and width of the gate that was at the north of the outer court. There were 3 chambers on either side of that gate, and the gate and its portico measured the same as the main gate, 50 cubits in total length and 25 cubits in width. Its windows, portico, chambers, and its palm trees corresponded to the gate that faced east. 7 steps went up to it and to its portico. There was a gate to the inner courtyard in front of the gate facing north, just as also there was a gate to the east. The man measured from one gate to the other gate, 100 cubits in distance. Next the man brought me to the gate of the southern entrance, and its walls and portico measured the same as the other outer gates. There were closed windows in the gateway and its portico just as at that gate. The south gate and its portico measured 50 cubits in length and 25 cubits in width. There were 7 steps up to the gate and its portico, and there were carvings of palm trees on the walls on either side. There was a gate to the inner courtyard on the southern side, and the man measured from that gate to the gate of the south entrance, 100 cubits in distance. Then the man brought me to the inner courtyard by way of its southern gate, which had the same measurements as the other gates. Its chambers, walls, and porticos measured the same as the other gates. There were windows all around in the portico. The inner gate and its portico measured 50 cubits in length and 25 cubits in width. There were also porticos all around the inner wall. These were 25 cubits in length and 5 cubits in width. This portico faced the outer courtyard with carved palm trees on its walls and 8 steps going up to it. Then the man brought me to the inner courtyard by the eastern way and measured the gate, which had the same measurements as the other gates. Its chambers, walls, and portico measured the same as the other gates, and there were windows all around. The inner gate and its portico measured 50 cubits in length and 25 cubits in width. Its portico faced the outer courtyard. It had palm trees on either side of it and 8 steps going up to it. Next, the man brought me to the northern gate and measured it. It measured the same as the other gates. Its chambers, walls, and portico measured the same as the other gates, and there were windows all around. The gateway and its portico measured 50 cubits in length and 25 cubits in width. Its portico faced the outer courtyard. It had palm trees on either side of it and 8 steps going up it. There was a room with a door by each of the inner gateways. This was where they rinsed the burnt offerings. There were 2 tables on each side of each portico on which the burnt offering was slaughtered, and also the sin offering and the guilt offering. By the wall of the courtyard, going up to the gate to the north, there were 2 tables. Also on the other side, there were 2 tables at the gate's portico. There were 4 tables on either side by the gate. They slaughtered animals on the 8 tables. There were 4 tables of cut stone for the burnt offerings, 1.5 cubits in length, 1.5 cubits in width, and 1 cubit tall. On them they laid the tools with which they slaughtered the burnt offerings for the sacrifices. 2 pronged hooks, a hand breadth in length, were fastened in the portico all around, and the flesh of the offerings would be put on the tables. On the outside of the inner gate, within the inner courtyard, were singers' chambers, one on the north side facing south, and the other on the south side facing north. Then the man said to me, "This room facing south is for the priests who are on duty in the temple. The room facing north is for the priests on duty at the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who come near to Yahweh to serve him. They are among the sons of Levi." Next he measured the courtyard, 100 cubits in length and 100 cubits in width in a square, with the altar in front of the house. Then the man brought me to the portico of the house and measured its doorposts. They were 5 cubits thick on either side. The gateway itself was 14 cubits in width, and the walls on each side of it were 3 cubits in width. The length of the portico was 20 cubits, and its depth was 11 cubits. There were steps that went up to it, and columns that stood on either side of it.